Good morning, guys. Happy Sabbath.
Happy birthday.
Happy Sabbath. Okay. I don't know how to start. Okay. I don't know how you call all the people from different countries. Like, for example, if you are from Guatemala, you are a Guatemalan, right? Do you know all of that? Some of them? Do you know if you are from Brazil, do you know how you call them? How we call you?
Brazilian.
Brazilian, right? If you are from Belize? Belizean, right? Ah, how do you call you?
Clara.
Okay, all right. So, depending of where are you from, that's how they call you. So, do you know how they call people from Israel? Israelites, right? So the story is about the Israelites. In Exodus chapter 29, verse 5 says, "Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice," God is speaking over here. "If you indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine." So God told to the Israelites that they will be his treasure. What does it mean? If I tell you that you are my treasure, what does that mean? Not good. That is that you are very, very, very special for me. So they were very, very special for God. So they loved them. He loved them very much, right? And they loved him too. But, right? They made bad decisions. Do you know what a bad decision is? Bad choices. He made bad choices, and the worst of all of them was that they decided to be away from God. So now they are like, okay, God, thank you for loving us. I know we are the special treasure, but you know what? We're gonna try to be away from you. So they weren't protected anymore because they choose to. So the Egyptians come to them, attack them, and defeat them, and made them slaves. Do you know what a slave is? Tell me, somebody. What is a slave?
Someone who works for someone.
Okay. Let me show you what a slave is. William, come here. This is a slave. Come here. Sit there. Clean my shoes. Sit there. Bring that plate over there. You see? Did you listen? Did you hear that I say please? Did you hear that I say thank you? Did you hear that I was like a happy face telling him what to do? The slaves, they just did what the landlord, whatever name it, they did whatever they asked him to do. That's all. So the Israelites were slaves. So they were sad now because they don't have their freedom. They had to do whatever they asked them to do. So they were like, okay, God, can you please help us? What do you think God told them?
Yes.
Who thinks God says, like, no, you decided to stay away from me, now I can't help you? Who thinks God said that? God loved them. They were his special treasure. So he said, yes, I will help you. I will set you free again. So he sent Moses, and Moses helped them to be free again. And when they were in the desert, God showed them a lot of miracles. Do you know any miracle that God showed them? Any miracles that God showed to the Israelites?
A
you. I love you, mommy, and I. You will love Jesus.
All right.
He put a cloud on top of them.
Yeah, he put a cloud because you know now it's really hot, right? It's really hot, and when the sun is out and you go out around noon, 12 maybe. I'm sorry, it's really hot, and they were walking and walking and walking. So he put a cloud on top of it, on top of them to protect them from the sun. And during night, he put a fire on the top of the heavens so they keep warm. And when they were hungry, what do you think God did? He gave them manna, right? Do you think it's a miracle? How that happened? How that happened? Could you imagine just food coming out from heaven? Just like that. Grab some. Don't eat it now, okay? Just keep it safe. Okay. Keep it on your pocket. Put it on your pocket. If somebody didn't get any, please share. There is some kids here. Can you share? Can you grab some? Okay. Can you share with him? Okay. That's good. Don't eat it now. Don't eat it in church. Wait until you get to your house and ask your parents if you can eat it. Okay? So that's... Okay, take a seat now. Don't eat it. Put it on your bag. On your pocket. Okay, take a seat. So that's how God gave them food. It's a miracle, right? You are hungry and then you just have food. So do you think they should have faith in God now? Do you think they should have faith?
Yes or not?
Yes.
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 Yes, right? So God now tells them, okay, now I'm going to give you a beautiful land where you can live. So just go and get it. What God promised them? What God promised them? God promised them a beautiful land to live, right? But there was a problem. He said, okay, there is the land. Go get it. But they found giants over there. Do you want to see how it looked like? Go. Come here. That's how they look. You see? Look. Do you think you can fight against him?
I can.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. He said yes. He has a lot of faith. Do you think you can beat him?
I can. No.
Okay. That's different, right? So you see, when God told them go, thank you. When God asked them go and take that land, they were scared because they see a lot of giants over there. But they say we can't take the land. They said, God, I'm sorry, but we can't take it. Do you think God will be happy or sad? Sad, right? Because they didn't trust in them. So now God tells, okay, now you can get into the land. Your daughters and your sons, they will get it. Like 39 years later, their sons and daughters came back to the same point. And they God told them, okay, get the land. And the giants is still there. Same people. Do you think they have faith? Now. No? Who thinks they have faith? Now they have faith. And they say, we can fight against them. And they conquered that land. How? Jericho was the first city they had to conquer, right? Jericho was the first city they had conquered. How they get that city? God told them, you just need to walk around the city. How many times? Do you know the story? How many times? One time each day for 6 days. And the seventh day, how many times? Seven times, right? Just walk around. And after the seventh time, just blow the horn and then scream. That's it. And the walls fall down, and they conquer that city. What happened? What would happen if they just made, they just turn three times? 1, 2, 3. Do you think it's going to work? No, because God said seven times at the 7 day, right? So we have 10 commandments. Listen, guys. We have 10 commandments. And God says, if you obey me, I will protect you, and I will take you to heaven with me. If we keep only 9 commandments, do you think we can go to heaven? No, right? Because God is asking us to obey the 10 commandments. That's what we can learn from that story. We have to obey God as he asking us to do on the 10 commandments. Thank you, guys. You can go and take your seats. We have to pray. Who would like to pray? You always pray. You always pray. She never prays. Okay. Wait. I never heard her praying.
Dear God, thank you for this day, for this new church. In this name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys.
God, thank you for this food. Please bless you to nourish our bodies in Jesus' name, amen. Dear God, thank you for the suffering in Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
One way.
Dear God, thank today, thank for like 6,000 Jimmy, amen.
Dear God, thank you for today, thank you for loving us, Jesus, thank you, Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, guys. Thank you.